Ladies and gentlemen, dear colleagues, the fourth periodic report submitted by Hong Kong China under Article 40 of the Covenant provided an opportunity to engage in a frank and constructive dialogue on the framework of human rights enshrined under the Hong Kong Basic Law and Bill of Rights and the implementation of Hong Kong's obligations under the Covenant. The committee welcomes the report and the detailed replies on the progress achieved and the challenges faced during the reporting period, and the commitment repeated by the government of Hong Kong and the delegation, including in the closing statement by the head of delegation, to the protection of human rights and freedoms. At the same time, the committee has raised its concerns with regard precisely to the upholding of the rule of law and the protections afforded to the people of Hong Kong through the human rights guarantees, especially those protected under the ICCPR, mainly against the backdrop of the promulgation of the national security legislation in June 2020, conferring authority to the Hong Kong government to enact legislation bypassing local legislature, and the ensuing stringent measures and wide extraterritorial reach. Issues such as fair trial guarantees, independence of the judiciary, freedom of the press, freedom of association, assembly, have been discussed, and the concerns have been raised by my colleagues and, of course, responded by the delegation. In a democratic society, freedom of speech, of expression, and participation, and pluralism generally, should not be unduly restricted without taking into account the requirements of necessity, reasonableness, and proportionality as provided for under our covenant. This has been an opportunity for the party to engage with the committee, but also for civil society to make its voice and views heard. The committee, as expressed by many of my colleagues, expects that this engagement of civil society will not result in any adverse consequences. I once again thank the delegation for this constructive dialogue. I remind the delegation that it has 48 hours to send any additional or further information in writing to the committee. I wish a good evening to the delegation, no journey back. They are already in Hong Kong, no journey back. And this meeting is adjourned.